Attention, a curfew is in effect at 1800 hours until 600 hours tomorrow. All individuals must leave the U.S. Capitol grounds or be subject to arrest. I repeat, a curfew is in effect at 1800 hours until 600 hours tomorrow. All individuals must leave the U.S. Capitol grounds or be subject to arrest.
Folks, in just a few days, right, we see that the world is watching the trial of President Trump. He's just going nonstop. While all this is going on, the media showed up and broadcast to all, the entire world. Why do they care? Well, we're going to look into this and wake up, see the wake up that continues across the country. The border continues to heat up. We're looking at demonic vision. That's right. Folks are seeing demons, but they're blaming it on your brain. Yep, the mainstream media talking about it. We've got a lot to cover. Here we go. And folks, just a reminder, we have August 11th through 18th at Sea with LT in Alaska. That's right, we're going to take off from Seattle. It's going to be a wonderful trip. We still have, if you go to the website in the description box below or to amwenow.com, you can still place a phone call and you will be able to find... They'll have some more rooms opening, and also we'll be placed on a waiting list if it's full. And so we're just grateful to those that have signed up. And remember, you guys, we can have a blast together, hang out with other And We Know fans, discuss when you woke up, be able to meet my family, and enjoy Alaska. I mean, it's just going to be a wonderful trip. We're looking forward to it. Wish we could just get on that boat next week and go. But August 11th through 18th, we are so looking forward to that. Please look into it if you haven't already. And so here we have this.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They want you silent. And I am the only one that can save this nation because you know they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great job.
Trump 2024, Make America Great Again. Of course, I love these, that whoever's putting these together are doing a fabulous job with the music and the, especially the words, but the scenery. It's absolutely amazing. This is President Trump going into New York City, the lion's den, right? These folks are after him every single day, and you would think that it's going to actually work. It's a rigged trial. President Trump talks about it.
I heard 78% think it's a rigged deal, and it is a rigged deal. It's a rigged trial. Our courts, everything is screwed up in New York, and the whole world is watching. This judge is so conflicted. You understand that. You'll take a look at that. There's never been a judge so conflicted as this. It's ridiculous. And also, there's no crime. You know where the crime is? In the bodegas, where they come and rob them every week, or more than that.
That's right. So he went to the bodegas. He is hanging out, and guess what? The whole world is watching. That's what I was talking about earlier, and you saw it in the thumbnail. The picture I grabbed was this right here, where the media is just leaning over for anything that they can get from President Trump, any kind of comments. And you could see the smile on this guy's face here as he basically explains that everything is messed up in New York and the rigged trial. But, you know, just wondering, why would these guys all show up? Why would they even care? You know, if they just kept their eyes off of him, quit talking about him, they probably wouldn't have to worry so much. But something seems to be going on. The media cares, obviously. They want to get information out. But at the same time, you know what? Trump definitely sells. So I wanted you to see this. I wanted you to see everybody leaning over, just hoping to get anything from him at all. And of course, President Trump put out that this is a case of obviously corruption of the law. He showed that on Truth Social, basically showing what Elon Musk says. And of course, we have Grasshopper out there. How many coincidences before mathematically impossible? It's obviously a corruption of law. Lawfare. So it happens to collect all the way to John Adams, 1776. Remember this number that was posted, 1.776-hour gap. Without the pen of the author of Common Sense, the sword of Washington would have been raised in vain. And so for those that understand this, those that are listening in, I know it's hard for you to understand what I just said. Basically, President Trump posted something with a 1.776-hour gap from another post. And that means 1776. You just go to that post and we realize more mathematical impossibilities are being shared with all of us. And not only that, check out this. All the TV crews lined up for Trump's bogus trial. A trial where they're looking, these evil folks are looking for anything, anything that they can grab onto to show that President Trump is going down. Well, you guys think that maybe this doesn't work. I'm sure a lot of you listening in have friends, maybe some family members or people that you know of that would probably tell you, ah, President Trump's going down. Oh, he's committed so many crimes. Look at this. You know, all of just the, he just breaks law after law. Look how many indictments have been placed on him. Look how many times he's been impeached. He's just a terrible guy. He's going down. You don't have a chance. And yeah, I've heard that. I've actually had conversations with some old friends of us from like about a year ago, year and a half ago, sweetest people, known them for many, many years. And they basically laughed and said, yeah, you're sure your President Trump is really going to be taking over someday. Yeah, he's going to be going behind bars. And they started laughing. And all you can do when you're being laughed at and persecuted is just let them know, you wait. Someday it's going to come back on you. And it's going to backfire big time. Well, if you even go to the Stephen A. Smith show, remember ESPN, Stephen Smith? He knows that this Trump trial is actually going to wake more people up.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument. Which means we'll never have peace in this country because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office because they can't beat him on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped us up against him again. and we'll have no peace when all you got to do is figure out a way to beat them on the issues, but you haven't been able to do it.
Yeah, they haven't been able to do it. Stephen Smith's starting to kind of wake up to what's going on. I remember when he used to be on more on the attack side. And now we're starting to watch, you know, more, and folks are starting to pay attention. Many that thought that they had all the answers are starting to realize, wait a minute, this just seems to be very, very strange for all of us.
Forward. You know, but I must tell you, I've never seen such a tangled, torturous prosecution that would be brought against no other person except Trump. It's punitive, it's politically driven, brag, contorting the law, taking a business record misdemeanor barred by the statute of limitations and magically inflating it into 34 felonies, as Eric Schahn pointed out. To do that, he had to attach it to a supposed election law violation. Well, it's not. Federal Election Commission investigated, and they said this is perfectly legal. It is not a campaign donation. The DOJ concluded there's no crime here. But, you know, enter Alvin Bragg, who's charging under federal law, even though he's a local prosecutor and has no jurisdiction and authority to do that. But the judge is letting him get away with it.
So
they let him get away with it. Man, my voice kind of messed up there. Excuse me. How about this guy? He's being thrown out in front of everyone once again. This Alvin Bragg of New York City. Another name that, you know, a lot of folks say, why do these names keep popping up everywhere? How come we happen to know about Fannie Willis now and the money that she used to go on her elaborate trips with somebody else who happened to have, who happened to be married? How do we happen to know about Fauci placed in the front of all of us to see how he ran the entire COVID plandemic? How do we know about every single person that pops up in the news who attacks President Trump? We start realizing how corrupt they really are. And it just seems to be a brilliant move. It takes time. We're going to see that a little bit later. I'm going to play a clip from General Flynn as he's with Red Pill 78, basically telling us sometimes we have to realize these things stretch out over a matter of time to wake the people up.
Criminal justice reform.
No neighborhood is safe in New York City right now.
A random attack on a four-year-old boy in broad daylight in the heart of the city. The suspect, a man who's been arrested at least 40 times before.
With just days on the job, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is changing how some crimes will be prosecuted.
He says he'll stop seeking prison sentences for some criminal charges and will downgrade some felony charges.
A brutal attack on a woman walking down the sidewalk, knocked to the ground with a single punch. Her attacker was arrested 40 times before.
The last 5 hours, we've had 3 shooting incidents in the northern part of Manhattan.
In less than 42 hours in the city over the weekend, 5 men were fatally shot or stabbed across 3 boroughs.
It was a violent holiday weekend around the city, leaving 5 people dead.
New NYPD data shows felony transit crimes are on the rise.
3 subway murders have been recorded in the past 2 weeks alone.
A 15-year-old is the latest fatal victim in the New York City subway system. Police say the stabbing was unprovoked, and the victim was ambushed by an unknown suspect while exiting a northbound 4 train.
Yeah, Democrat crime crisis. Another person put out in front for all to see, Alvin Bragg's New York City. All of this stuff is supposed to work out for good, right? PAMC now showed us, you want Build Back Better from this crazy guy named Biden who they're putting out in front of everybody?
I've already cut the federal deficit. You know, all the stuff they talk about what we've done, and I'm going to be self-serving a little bit. Every objective alternative points out we've had the most successful economy of any major economy in the world so far. A lot more to do. But guess what? During the whole time, I've been able to cut the federal deficit at the same exact time by over $1 trillion. I've already.
The liar who belongs to the father of lies. The one, whoever's playing this character, is doing a great job just exposing more and more the Democrats, the rhinos, politicians who are a bunch of liars, most of them. And we're catching them day in and day out. And not only that, it looks like maybe this is the place that he was hanging out. Huge turnout for Joe Biden in his hometown of Scranton. Bridget Gabriel showing this picture. Look at the media. Look at that. They're all just hanging out, right? They're close. And you've got about maybe 100 seats, half of them there. Who knows? Maybe this was done an hour before he showed up. Who knows? But it's still pretty small. Oh, you wanted Build Back Better? Well, here it is. Walmart's closing 23 stores in 8 states, all blue. Target's closing 9 stores in 4 states, all blue. Walgreens is closing 900 stores, mostly blue. Bed Bath & Beyond's closing 360 stores. Lowe's, 50 stores. Macy's, 150 stores, mainly blue. Starbucks, 61 stores, mainly blue. Home Depot, Dollar Tree's 1,000 stores. Foot Locker, 400 stores. Gap, 350. Big Lots is closing stores in Cali and Colorado. Burger King's 400 stores. Best Buy's 20 stores. Boston Market, Kmart, Sears, Regal Cinemas is actually 429 movie theaters closing. U.S. Bank's 23 branches, Wells Fargo, Capital One, Bank of America, all because the economy is so wonderful. And some of you would say, well, that's because a lot of folks are ordering stuff online and not going to the stores anymore. I get you, but still, this guy's making claims. He has no idea what he's talking about. And that's the state that we're in. We have one president who all the media loves, all the people are running after, wanting to talk to him, wanting to meet him in Harlem, and we've got another guy who can't fill up a small room and talks nonsense and continues to lie. I mean, you talk about differences. Anybody that's not paying attention after a while, when they actually do start paying attention and looking at what's going on, they're going to realize, okay, I think I know what's going on. I'm going to wake up now and I'm going to start talking to my friends and ask them, why is our country falling apart? Here's something else to help you out. Well, folks, you've heard me talk about the wellness company and their medical emergency kit. Well, they've got something else pretty amazing called Spike Support. If you're not thinking that something is going on at this point with so many previously healthy people experiencing myocarditis, blood clots, turbo cancers, menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, and the new died suddenly phenomenon, you're not paying attention. The culprit is spike protein. Spike protein is a lingering threat from both the vaccine and the man-made virus, linked to all kinds of long-term health issues. Even Pfizer is now admitting there are problems. So if you go in the description box below, click on twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off at checkout. There's one question that these doctors keep asking every single day. How do I detox from the spike protein left behind from the vaccine and COVID? Thanks to the wellness company, there's actually something that can be done. Spike Support, again, twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off today. And so this is President Trump departing after first day of hush money trial. And the judge informed him he could not let him attend his son Barron's high school graduation. You heard that right.
We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son is graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. I'm very proud of the fact that he did so well. And I was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. And it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing. In addition, as you know, next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court at a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court, because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with
a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the DA, because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing, over nothing, over what people say shouldn't be a trial. So I just want to thank you very much, but that I can't go to my son's graduation, or that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be, it's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
They want him in court all the time to actually stop him from campaigning. But is it working? Well, no. You look at these the video I'm showing you here. Folks are standing outside with all their flags in support of him and walking up and down the streets. And basically, they've, you know, shown their support no matter where he goes. He can have a rally wherever he wants. And so he talks about the Supreme Court. What's interesting is Justice Clarence Thomas grilled the DOJ lawyer, Department of Justice lawyer, on January 6th obstruction statute that could torpedo Jack Smith's D.C. case against Trump. The Supreme Court on Tuesday, U.S. Supreme Court, heard arguments in Fisher versus United States, and at issue is Statute 18 U.S.C. 1512. Whoever corruptly alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals a record, document, or other object, or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding, or otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision on Fisher versus United States this summer, which means hundreds of J6 cases could be upended. Biden's corrupt DOJ has charged more than 300 J6ers with 18 U.S.C. 1512. Additionally, two of the four charges against Trump in Jack Smith's D.C. case are conspiracy to obstruct, so the Supreme Court's ruling could torpedo the special counsel's case against Trump as well. Justice Clarence Thomas grilled DOJ Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar as she droned on and on about how the government is fairly using the 1512 statute to prosecute hundreds of J6 defendants for merely walking through the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Justice Thomas pointed out that there have been many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings, the Kavanaugh hearings. There have been many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings, he said. Has the government applied this provision to other protests in the past? And has this been the government's position throughout the lifespan of the statute? Asked Justice Thomas to the lawyer. Justice Thomas asked Prelogar if the government had ever used this provision for other protesters, maybe like Black Lives Matter, maybe Antifa, maybe these protesters are all over these bridges. Prelogar broke her back trying to explain to the Supreme Court why leftist protesters weren't prosecuted as January 6th defendants were. It's all going to fall apart. It's taking time. Many people are hurting in this battle and more. So speaking of the J6 deal, Tucker Carlson was on with the owner of Telegram, that app that many of us communicate on. It seems to be very protected. So he brings up what they tried to do to him, the owner of Telegram, with Telegram, they being the FBI.
Have you come under pressure from other governments to accommodate their demands?
Well, of course. Telegram is a large platform.
Can you give us an example of a request that you thought crossed into censorship and spying?
I would say a very funny story related to your home country. After the events of January the 6th, we received a letter from congressmen of the Democratic side. They requested that we would share all the data we had in relation to what they called this uprising. And we checked it with our lawyers, and they said you better ignore it. But the letter seemed very serious. The letter said, if you fail to comply with this request, you will be in violation with the U.S. Constitution or something.
So they wanted data on people who voted for the other guy in the election.
What's funny about it is 2 weeks after that letter, we got another letter from the Republican side. We read that if we give out any data according to the previous request, we would be in violation of the U.S. Constitution.
Isn't that something? So the Democrats try to scare him into giving up the data. The Republicans said, you better not give up this data. That would be breaking the law. So if you go into his talk about the FBI, let's see what he had to say about the FBI.
Part, which was probably... but you know, there's this second part, which was probably more alarming there in the U.S. We got too much attention from the FBI, the security agencies, wherever we came to the U.S. So to give you an example, last time I was in the U.S., I brought an engineer that is working for Telegram, and there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back by cybersecurity officers or agents, whatever they are called.
The U.S. government tried to hire your engineer?
That's my understanding. That's what he told me.
To write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were curious to learn which open source libraries are integrated to the Telegram's app, you know, on the client side, and they were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the U.S. government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The U.S. government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
Ooh. That's right. Regardless of who's using it. Oh, any government. Boys, that's this is great revelations here for all of us to show what these three-letter agencies are up to. How they try to use any means necessary to spy on all of us. The witch hunt is not just after President Trump, it's after all of us. President Trump pushed this out, Russia, Russia, Russia. The Mueller hoax, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax 1 and hoax 2. The illegal Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this, the trial. It's a witch hunt. Tarmac, remember? That's what you're looking at as he posts a picture of him going down the tarmac. POTUS validating the drops via Twitter per plan and timing. He dropped this at 11:55. When you go to 11:55, we notice that POTUS validating all these drops. Future proves the past. The comms are understood. We are going to start seeing more information play out that will expose the enemy. That's how this is going to work. For those that are confused about why we continue to share things from this board, which I will continue to do because I think it's important. Joe Rambo, I find it baffling when Trump supporters attack me for studying the history of QAnons and attempting to apply it to what we've been shown. Between zero deltas, that means exactly to the day, a year later, 2, 5, 6 years later, things are playing out to the day. It actually happens. Trump posting literal drops on his page, confirmations, proofs, and more. I just can't believe some can't see past the mainstream narrative pushes to discredit all this. If you look at this clip, it's undeniable. Look at this. Watch President Trump.
Together, we will make America powerful again. Thank you. Thank you.
The whole country is watching. He does the cue again. You see that? Watch this. Watch this. He brings it around. Round and boom. Cue. He does that and he says, thank you. The whole world is watching. So, look at this clip, and even some OG Anons have gotten tired and beat down. It's like the world needs instant gratification or it's all fake and gay. So, he's right. People are just constantly, well, nothing happened on that particular day, so therefore it's done. Oh, somebody predicted this wrong, so it's done. Folks, if we knew exactly what was going on, if we had exactly the timetable and the whole playbook for what the good guys are doing, and how they're playing this out to wake up the world, then what would we have all of this for? Why would we need them? I think it's important. And I told you years ago why I think it's been important. They attacked it. They, being the politicians, they all came together in 2020 of October and passed some type of bill saying, hey, anybody that talks about this thing from the Q board, you know, they're an enemy of all of us. Why? Because we're exposing you, because they're asking questions that makes you guys look so guilty. So all of a sudden you join together because you can't agree on anything, but you agreed as politicians. Finally, you came together and said, we all, almost all, disagree with Q, and therefore we're going to stop them from exposing us. And they did. Nobody was able to grasp the scope of the operation playing out before our eyes, but here we are. Future proves past. News unlocks the map. And man, have the confirmations been coming in hot. Yes, they have been. I guess clarity is a luxury when you're able to look back. Hindsight is 20/20, as they say. Listen very careful. Note the past 2 years, the past 6 years, you were told what was going to happen. You were told what battles we faced. Strategic, pre-planned, patriots are in control. Amen to that, Joe Rambo. Thank you for pointing that out. It's just a reminder for those. It's amazing how the mainstream media, I say this over and over again, they're allowed to attack it all day long, day in and day out. But they don't do what they're supposed to do, which is bring both sides of the story in, have the positive side and the negative side, and have them debate each other and talk it through. Nope, this is the one area they're just, oh, that's bad, they're bad, it's bad, everybody stay away from it, nobody talk about it, or you're an enemy. Yeah. Isn't that something? Let's see. Who else is being exposed while all this is happening? Oh, Mayorkas.
Screen the gentlelady from Georgia for 5 minutes of questioning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mayorkas, we do not have a country without a secure border. And we cannot have a safe country. We cannot protect our own democracy without protecting our elections. That is a fact. An open border is the number one issue across America in poll after poll. And that is exactly why this committee impeached you. Mr. Secretary, the Oversight Project released a bombshell report last night on your connection to the dark money NGO industrial complex of illegal immigration. I know you saw this from one of my colleagues just earlier. They found flyers throughout the Resource Center Matamoros refugee camp in Mexico telling illegal aliens, reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. Eyewitnesses saw the flyers also being handed out to migrants who were using RCM for assistance in coming to the United States. In an audio recording, the founder of RCM, Gabby Zavala, by the way, we maybe should subpoena her to the committee, agreed that they need to help as many people as possible before President Trump gets reelected. RCM is an operation that houses functions for the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which helps migrants enter the United States, and you're familiar with their work. We know that you served as a former board member of this group that funds illegal immigration, and they're very proud of you, Mr. Secretary. They congratulated you on your nomination. You worked as a board member of an NGO that is working in conjunction with other NGOs, which are not only financing the invasion of the country, but also telling illegal aliens to vote in the United States elections. They are telling illegal aliens, non-citizens, to come vote for Joe Biden. That's your boss. This is corruption at the deepest level. As a matter of fact, I would call it treason. It's treason because these people have declared war on our citizens by raping our women, our children, and murdering people. Like Laken Riley, you're familiar with her, right?
Congressman, our heart breaks.
Are you familiar with Laken Riley?
I am familiar with the case.
You should have deported her so that she could be alive today. Her parents would have appreciated that. And also Kayla Hamilton, who was brutally raped and murdered by a cartel member. Her mother came and spoke to us. She didn't deport him either. You let him in the country. You, Mr. Secretary, have allowed over 10 million illegals, probably higher than that, could be closer to 15 million, we don't know, to invade our country. You've allowed the cartels to make billions and billions. As a matter of fact, You're probably the best business partner they could ever have.
Boom.
You make all this money in human trafficking and drug trafficking at our border. You've allowed approximately 300 Americans to be murdered every single day from fentanyl that comes across our border. And now you're aiding NGOs to steal our elections through your budget.
Stealing the elections, giving them Social Security numbers so they can walk in and place their votes because they realize they're losing the minority vote across America. They've got to figure it out. And if they go to ballots where they can't use electronic machines, they have to have the numbers. So believe me, they are going to do all they can. They belong to Satan, the father of lies and the deceiver. And he will always give them the plans that they need because that's how he operates. This is spiritual warfare, folks. We're at AmWeKnow.com. You can go to that website, find out everything you need on us, our social media, watch on Rumble, follow on X, so many things. All the folks that we advertise on are on there. There are partners and more. You'll be able to catch all that. And also, if you go to thepatriotlight.com, folks, that is an amazing website. My son worked really hard on to make sure that we get this thing out to you so that it would have basically like a Drudge Report for conservatives. It's not all perfect. You're going to have some articles you'll disagree with, but we try to bring in the news sources that are mostly conservative so you can see all of them. And as you scroll through, you notice that on the middle, you'll see the new news as it updates every 5 to 10 minutes. You'll have editor's picks on the right, and we have faith on the left side. You'll have Bible verses for the day and more. And so we're hoping that you check this out. Politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, resources, and so much more. And you'll notice also that we are on shop.amweknow.com. We have the new flag. Ock car flags are now available. You'll see you can place those on your cars, and you know that we have amazing three-quarter long sleeve tees available in some of our favorite colors. You'll see that on your screen. We've got sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. You can grab all of this gear, and when you wear it out in public, you'll have folks walk up and say, hey, I happen to watch that show too. And before you know it, you've got a new friend. Absolutely amazing. Here's more pictures of great patriots wearing our gear.
You'll understand why he had to be removed and maybe why people to this day are still working on behalf of the deep state to try to get Flynn as far away from government as possible.
This Red Pill 78, haven't talked to him in a while and messaged me, but we're going to have to get back on his show. I just miss those days when we used to be on YouTube. We used to communicate quite a bit. And anyway, he's talking with General Flynn, and I thought this interview was very, very good. And you'll see these few minutes are put together for us that I wanted to capture for you.
Take a look at that. You decide. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, etc. And then he also retweeted this. Hashtag spirit cooking. Hashtag never Hillary. Hashtag drain the swamp. All right. And there, of course, is the article. We've got General Flynn coming on back in. Okay. All right. We're back. We're back.
All right. The gerbils. I don't know how many. Maybe there's a lot of people online. But what I was getting at was that accountability.
Yes.
And we have to have accountability. We cannot continue down this road. And that's why they don't want Donald Trump anywhere near the White House again.
Yes. Shortly before the election. And this was consequential in terms of, you know, my perception of you in a positive way. You had tweeted out about the Wiener laptop and an article that Eric Prince had given an interview to Breitbart. And there wasn't really too many high profile people, certainly nobody that was going into the Trump administration that had the balls to mention that talked about that. Mm-hmm. Do you think, well, not only do you think that we will ever finally get some retribution from what was on that laptop? And do you think that had anything additional to do with why they said, no, there's no way we cannot allow Mike Flynn to enter government again, and certainly not for Donald Trump?
Absolutely. I mean, 100%. And I was involved in some, you know, privileged communications, I guess, you know, and talking about the things that the New York City Police Department found on that laptop and how they found them. How they found them is even more interesting. And that's how they found them is a technique that we sort of mastered many, you know, a few years prior to that on the battlefield to discover how members of Al-Qaeda, senior members of Al-Qaeda were communicating with each other on laptops and in, you know, from what do they call cyber cafes and stuff like that. And when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, these guys, you know, these people, this is how they're using those techniques to be able to communicate. And it's nothing classified really. I mean, so the answer is yes. And it's not just him. I mean, you know, we have the Hunter Biden laptop. Yeah. We have the Hillary Clinton emails. And these people are corrupted, and they're corrupted by all kinds of ugly, disgusting behavior.
Yes.
And that behavior has to do with children. Mm-hmm. And it's sick. Yes. It's a sickness. And so to me, that's what we are starting to see. We're starting to expose that. And I think that there's people out there that are going to expose even more. Mm-hmm. And of course, when one of these people gets you know, wrapped up or that, you know, you try to get them, they abscond the country, right?
Yep.
And I haven't been, you know, P. Diddy's not at the top of my list to follow, but he'd be one of them, right?
Certainly.
I mean, where is he today, right? I mean, mm-hmm. and others. So I just think that, like the movie and like my life, and I've said this many times, Zach, the truth always comes out. Sometimes it just takes a little bit longer.
The truth comes out. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Boy, my voice is acting up today, huh? Here's General Flynn. He's out there making sure that folks are understanding how this all plays out. He's very careful with his words, obviously. He's been around for a long, long time. He's been in the battle of intel, psyop, and all kinds of other stuff. And I tell you what, when I see him out there on other shows, doing the best he can to get information out, I really appreciate it. We need to have him back on. I've had him on before, and we need to discuss his new movie that's out and more. But I tell you what, this information that's coming out, it's little by little spreading like wildfire. And sometimes we even have it spreading like in comedy. We had Jim Brewer on with Roseanne here recently. Here's a clip from that just to show you some of the things that they're discussing about the just how crazy this world is and how stupid they really are, the enemy, okay?
Trump and Hillary, where it was when they just finished their first debate, and there was a I don't know if it was a fundraiser or whatever, and they're basically roasting one another.
Oh, yeah, with the Jesuit priests.
Yes.
Yeah, with that Catholic group, yeah.
Yes, and Trump said something like, you know, Hillary says, I can't do Trump. He says, takes a
village.
Village.
She's taken several.
And she would know that she took several. Room went, you saw the whole
seething, yeah, the seething reptilians.
You saw Schumer go, we must seize him. Yeah. He's been a mole. He's a Johnny Brask. Fucker! Seize him!
Everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village, which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them.
And all the hissing, all of the people in that room, almost all of them, freaking out. And Jim Brewer shows it perfectly, what it was like for these demons as they're being exposed to the public. And it started way back then. I think that was 2015, if I remember right, when he did that dinner. Everyone was shocked as he continued to pour out one truth after another against the most evil woman on this earth, one of the most evil, that one right there. And she's been caught And anybody that gets near her or tries to expose her, somehow they end up unalive. And we've been watching this play out, this movie play out day after day. And many now are privy to the information and understand just how guilty they are. Not just them, but many, many others. And so as he points out these demons, right, as Jim Brewer shows his face, of these demons as they hiss. It's interesting because the mainstream media, they're trying to get ahead of something, almost as if these people that can be demonic can change their face to look human, but it seems like it's not working as good as it used to. And so some people are starting to basically see these demons who are trying to pretend they're human. They're starting to get exposed, and we're starting to see them. Watch this.
Imagine your vision is totally normal, and then one day you see demonic features everywhere.
Imagine your vision is totally normal, and then one day you see demonic features everywhere you turn, just like this.
Just like this.
New, rare, newly discovered. Or are some just seedburns for what they truly are? So rare, only 75 cases.
So what are we talking about? 75 cases. They call it prosopometamorphosis. Fopsia, PMO, a rare neurological disorder of visual perception in which faces appear distorted while other visual categories often do not. In other words, if you start seeing demons, you have the problem. You have what's called PMO. And oh, because you have the problem, because the demons are starting to not be able to hide anymore because they're going to get their frequencies they use to basically hide themselves. Oh, yes, I said it. And yes, if you do your research, you'll probably be able to find out more, but I'm not going to get into too many details. You just have to do your research and you'll find out, folks. A lot of times these movies that come out showing you like V and others from way back when, it makes you wonder if they're not showing us the truth. What are they capable of doing? What is the enemy capable of doing, of disguising themselves on this earth?
55 cases.
Extremely rare yet terrifying disorder called PMO. Now known because people didn't know about it at first. It's called the demon face syndrome.
Demon face syndrome. So if you start seeing demons, people start being able to not hide it anymore. Not people, but these demons can't hide their cloaking, whatever they're doing anymore. It's going to be your fault.
People with a condition see parts of other people's faces distorted in shape, texture, position, or color. The term schizophrenia has been tossed around. Where does that fit in?
It doesn't fit in here because in this situation, this is just visual distortion, whereas with schizophrenia, a lot of times people have delusional thoughts and beliefs.
The extremely rare neurological condition makes faces appear distorted or like a demon. What can they do with this? Well, they can call you crazy and take you to insane asylums because you basically tell people, I know who the demons are. I can see them walking down the street. Yeah, they're always going to try to stop us. I'll tell you what, another one that was attacked by a demon recently was Bishop Marmari Emmanuel. Remember this guy? I played him a few times on our show. Priest at Wakely's Christ the Good Shepherd Church attacked in Second Sydney stabbing. Is a known anti-vaxxer with huge online following, says Mail Online. Oh, yeah, they're going to just call him an anti-vaxxer. Huge online following. Almost like, well, he deserves to get stabbed because this Muslim attacker, they call him Muslim, tried to stab Bishop Mari Emanuel. He held up a small cross, Mari Emanuel did, to protect himself. The attacker's switchblade then failed to open, so he was beaten repeatedly with only a closed blunt knife. He's injured, but not seriously. What's interesting is it almost appeared like he knew he was going to get attacked someday with this message.
Attacked. I know it's ugly. I know sometimes it is unbearable. But in a way, you need to thank God. You know why? Because if you're getting attacked, that means Christ
is really very close with you, in you, and walking along with you. That's why you are getting on Satan's nerve. Satan will not attack someone who is lost. Satan will only attack those whom Christ is dwelling in them with mightiness. So when you are getting attacked so heavily, thank the Lord, because it is a very, very clear sign that Jesus is with you. That's why you are making Satan eat Indian hot pepper. So thank the Lord and say, Lord, it's very unbearable, this trial, but you're with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23. For you are with me.
How about that, huh? And so a lot of folks know him, seen him, and heard his teaching. And one of the things that he brought up that probably makes these guys really upset would be the protection of children, something he pointed out.
Here in Australia, right? 40,000 children disappear here in Australia every year.
Let me play this from here, sorry.
Investigative team, he said, I am shocked. You can watch it, it's on YouTube. He said, I am shocked because I have 27 names on this paper here in front of me. These 27 names, they are 100% truly whatever they've done, because police, federal, at federal level, have investigated them thoroughly, and with proofs, they are all guilty of all these child abuses here in Australia, 40,000. He said, but to my shock, I would never ever had imagined I would see this as an Aussie. He said, some of the names in this list are ex-prime ministers of this nation. Ex-prime ministers.
Ex-prime ministers going after children. Trafficking.
Anyone who hurts an elderly person and a young child is a coward, is an evildoer. May the Lord Jesus rebuke them all. And if the Lord sees that they don't wish to repent, Lord, I beg you, pluck them from their roots, whoever they are, wherever they are. Because enough of this evilness, little innocent children, you evildoers, you cowards, you traitors, you... If I see them in front of me, I'll lose it. I'll finally use my red belt in karate. If I get the chance, I will rescue those children myself.
I'll rescue those children myself. How many of you hear this type of teaching behind the pulpit if you go to church? Very interesting. All of this happening, the crimes against humanity, the children, and more. We've had that play out in all of our lives, and it continues day in and day out with excess deaths. Somebody laughing, saying, laugh out loud, guess I am one of the human lab rats that the government got vaccinated. That same person passed away unexpectedly in a sleep at age 47. Laughing one day about getting the jab, the next day they're gone. Somebody else that passed away that I believe, and I'm trying to do research to find out, the Hawaiian-born sumo champion Akebono died of heart failure. He's only 54 years old. I'm doing my research to find out if he got the jab, but I tell you what, he's married to an American, and I tell you what about that particular American that he's married to. Happens to belong to a group that very heavily pushes the jabs. And that's all the details I give you. You have to do your own research. America records over 1 million excess deaths among the over 65 years old since beginning of COVID-19 vaccine rollout. The elderly were given the COVID-19 vaccine first, and the number of excess deaths registered afterwards was astonishing. During the first 20 weeks of 2021, 150,000 excess deaths were reported among people aged over 65 years old, compared to the 2015 to 2019 five-year average. In other words, every year you have a number of deaths that happen in that age group, but the year of the vaccine, those deaths increased by 150,000. Sudbury man was refused kidney transplant due to vaccination status. He died. Yeah, that was last year. His name was Garnett Harper. Canada killed this 35-year-old father of five because he refused to get vaccinated. They denied him a kidney. He had two of them lined up from his brother so he wouldn't be taking another donor spot. Well, while he languished on his deathbed, the hospital asked his wife to contribute his organs to the cohort of the vaccinated. They're like, hey, since he's going to die and we're not going to give him a kidney, can we use his organs, please, to help other people? She said, they call you while you're sitting next to your dying loved one, and they ask you if you can have, they can have his organs, said his wife. Meanwhile, he wasn't good enough to receive organs from them. I can't describe the feeling. It makes me sick to my stomach. Day in and day out, this is playing out in all of our lives. It's hard. It's hard to watch. And recently, we had the Vermont congresswoman making several attempts to discredit Dr. Joseph Lodapo and fails.
Are you a specialist in infectious diseases?
I am board certified in internal medicine, and internal medicine doctors take care of a wide variety of
Understood.
Patients.
Are you a specialist? I asked a very specific question. Diseases. Are you a specialist in infectious diseases?
I am board certified in internal
okay,
medicine.
Okay, the answer, I guess, is no, which is okay. We're moving on.
Diseases.
Are you a specialist in epidemiology?
I have PhD
I see where you're
training
going. Okay.
In epidemiology.
So you are not a specialist in epidemiology
I have
either.
PhD training in epidemiology and biostatistics and health economics.
Are you a vaccine researcher?
I am not a vaccine researcher.
Okay. I'm curious why you altered key findings in a state-driven study about COVID-19 in your state of Florida. Why did you alter the results of a state-driven survey? If I could, Mr. Chair, enter into the record April 24th, 2023, political article, Florida Surgeon General altered key findings in study on COVID-19 vaccine. Why did you alter the information in that study?
Thank you for your question. That is factually incorrect. I did not alter any findings in any study, and I have a record of multiple NIH grants as a professor at UCLA and a professor at Florida, and those are not easy to get. The study you're talking about is a study that was very unpopular because we had a finding that actually was in sync with what you might expect from myocarditis,
Dr. Lodapo,
which is that we found that there was an increased risk of myocarditis
and
cardiac death in young people.
In your home state, had said on the record to the press that you altered the study. Are you saying that is inaccurate?
I'm saying we have a study that showed that young men were
did
at increased risk
of cardiac.
I've already answered
study.
That question, ma'am.
Did
I said absolutely not. I have never altered any study. We had a finding of increased cardiac risk that translated into excess deaths in young men in particular. That was a very unpopular finding, but is very consistent with the finding that myocarditis is especially increased in young men. The study was performed by epidemiologists at the Florida Department of Health, not by me. I oversaw the study, and that was the finding, and I personally believe that that finding is accurate.
I have another question. You had said in multiple op-eds, USA Today, March 26, 2020, Wall Street Journal, April 9th, 2020. You spent time taking care of patients with COVID-19 at UCLA's flagship hospital, and yet your colleagues at that institution said that was not true. Did you, in fact, were you the person charged with treating COVID-19 patients?
I have taken care of at UCLA Hospital as the attending physician many patients with COVID-19.
Thank you, Mr. Lodapo.
Mr. Lodapo, the general lady from Vermont just questioned your credentials. Isn't it true you have a PhD and an MD from Harvard?
Yes, that's correct, but apparently not enough.
I guess not. Well, I'm going to say that the Pfizer CEO is a large animal veterinarian, Okay. And then the person who actually approved the vaccines at the FDA is a hematologist oncologist who ran off the two top vaccine scientists at the FDA, Marion Gruber and Philip Krause, because they said that they would not skip steps to approve the vaccine. And then they also had hesitation about the boosters. He said not everybody's going to need a booster, especially not 8 months after they've received the vaccine. But they were the vaccine experts working at the FDA who were removed of their responsibilities by a guy who didn't replace them with vaccine experts. How do I know this? I was in a transcribed interview for 7 hours with this gentleman from the FDA yesterday. And what we also found out is that the FDA, whose role is to regulate the manufacturers, to make sure that what they say is true, that the claims can be verified, the FDA itself was going out and making one-minute videos saying things that not only did the vaccine manufacturers not claim, for instance, that their vaccines could stop or slow the spread, but the vaccine manufacturers never asked for approval of to be able to say, and that the vaccine manufacturers would have gone to jail. The FDA would have probably arrested somebody if they had made the claims that the FDA itself was making.
How about that? Man, Massey comes in, rips it apart, showing that the CEO, Pfizer veterinarian, that's what he is. Yet we have a real doctor sitting right there. They're trying to discredit Dr. Lodapo and basically makes her look like a fool. All this playing out, and we've showed you over and over again from COVID BC. If you go to Telegram, you can see these and so many others that post. And I just show you over and over again, folks. They posted on social media for the world to see. Disinformation is deadly. Vaccines save lives. Claiming they're nurses. I got my jab, and then next thing you know, they're gone. Over and over again. Bragging on social media, openly to the world, I got my jab, and the next thing you know, they're gone suddenly. This has happened over and over again. I keep showing you this because it's important that we don't forget what they did to us. We've got so many people to pray for. So many health issues playing out, and we've shared many of the areas and ways that you can put a stop to all of this. And I just hope that you guys understand how many are hurting out there. And I know you're all dealing with it just like we have in our own family. So with the persecution of the pastor, the attacks on him, the protection that he received, I believe, from our Almighty Father on this particular attack, we're all going to be continually facing attacks, but had a great Bible study yesterday, one-on-one with a good friend. We kind of went through amazing verses as a reminder as we went into the Word of God to basically look at Matthew 5. And in that, we realized a few things as a reminder for all of us. Verse 11, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Blessed. You're blessed when they go after you, persecute you, make fun of you, laugh at you. Say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake, right? For our Heavenly Father's sake, for Yeshua's sake. Be excited when they do this. Exceedingly glad. I actually put a story in my book. If you guys would grab a copy of my book, and it kind of reminds me now. I just thought of this just now. Wasn't planning on saying this, but I have a whole story in there about a gunnery sergeant who came after me when I was a staff sergeant for having a Bible on my desk. And it was amazing as he was yelling at me. I felt like I had a force field around me. And I was kind of smiling, and then all of a sudden I kind of snapped out of it, and he says, what are you smiling about? And I heard that. I didn't hear him yelling. It sounded like peanuts, you know, when the teacher goes wah, 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 like that. All of a sudden I heard, why are you smiling? And I said, oh, do you want the answer? And he goes, what? And I said, well, I'm smiling because I'm thinking about all the blessings I'm going to get for all the yelling that you're making, you know, you're all the screaming you're doing at me for having my Bible on my desk. This is great. He wasn't very happy. But later on that day, about, I think, 5 or 6 hours later, 4:30 p.m., he asked me to come in his office and he apologized. And he told me the reason that that he was so upset with me and why he hated. I asked him a question. I said, "Why are you so mad at God? You're not mad at me." And that's when the truth came out. He started sharing his heart and what was going on and why he was so mad at the church that he attended and what they did to him. Don't forget, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. How about that? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for giving us another day on this earth to be with those that are hurting, to allow us to pray for those that need prayer, to give a hug to those who need a hug, to lift up those who need guidance and direction, even to be realize that we're blessed when we're being persecuted for your namesake. Thank you for your word that continues to guide us and direct us each and every day. Thank you for the conviction of the Holy Spirit when we try to stray from you. And we ask that you continue to guide our lips, our tongue, the things that we say to each other and how we deal with those that constantly seem to push us around. We ask that we would be able to be like your son, Yeshua, on the cross. Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing. Thank you for the gift of God that goes beyond all understanding, the gift of eternal life. We're so thankful for the protection you continue to guide, give all of us and guide us in such a tremendous way to stay out of trouble. We ask all of this in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the time that you've spent to just listen in and day out. We're so thankful. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for hitting the follow button, subscribe button, share button, and more. I know there's a lot to deal with. There's a lot that we don't know. I understand it's difficult when we don't have a perfect answer for everything that happens day in and day out. I still hold that we're getting closer and closer to the precipice, wherever that might be. I don't know. But I do feel like we need to get It has to get even worse for those people that really need to wake up. And we can just relax knowing our Father's in charge, Heavenly Father, and He's got it. We're good. Thank you so much, guys. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.